First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Barbara Yates shares a true story of her travels in Kashmir.
I left the city of Jammu on a bus the previous evening, and after a stop for breakfast the next morning, the driver invited me to sit up front so I could get a better view of the spectacular scenery. The narrow, winding road we were on was the only one that wove its way through the Himalayan mountains to Srinagar, the capital of Kashmir. A bright blue-green river snaked its way within view of the road. In fact, it sometimes felt as if we were overhanging the road. Below, the river was filled with mahogany logs floating down from the Kashmiri forests. Finally, a mountain with a tunnel carved through it loomed ahead, and the driver nodded to me, saying, "Kashmir." This was the gateway into the Kashmir Valley. As we reached the tunnel, we could see a group of soldiers playing instruments and singing. In front of them, with their back to us, a woman wearing a long skirt and a bright red shawl over her head danced an enthusiastic hula. Just as the bus approached the tunnel, the woman dropped her shawl and turns around to wave at us. Over her toothy grin was a thick handlebar mustache. The bus driver and I looked at each other in surprise and burst out laughing. It must have been a slow day for the soldiers. I ended up renting a room on a little island in Dal Lake for a couple of weeks. On my last day in Kashmir, I went to pay my bill, but the owner was the only person home. When I asked him how much I owed, he shook his head and told me I would have to talk to one of his sons, because he was a Haji. In the Muslim world, going on a Hajj, a pilgrimage to Mecca, is considered one's main duty in life, and once a person goes, he is given the title of Haji. A Haji is forbidden to lie or cheat, so of course, he deferred me to his sons, who were not Hajis. I thought this was funny, so went to find one of his sons so I could settle up.
Barbara Yates is an artist and writer who spent many years traveling around the world. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.